perfect faithfulness in every age. You have been a refuge to the needy. You have been protection to the poor. Like a cooling shade in an angry heat, like a mighty shelter from the storm. On this mountain, God will provide the rich and sweet, the meat and wine. On this mountain, His land will rest, His city strong, His people blessed, His city strong, His people blessed.
Welcome to the Feast of Tabernacles. No matter where you are or what kind of journey it took for you to get here, we're glad you're here with us now. We've left our homes to present ourselves to our great God and to worship Him at His feast. Think of what we've left behind. We look back on a world filled with injustice, war, hatred, and uncertainty. The prophet Isaiah wrote of a time when many people shall come and say, "Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us of His ways, and we shall walk in His paths."
Nations come, let them honor you and revere your name. Still the ruthless song, overshadow them and your power proclaim. You tear down the walls of every nation, you restore your people from the dust. In that day they'll say that the Lord is God, in Him only will we trust.
As you climb a mountain, you can see more and more. You can see things afar off that you could never from the ground. Is this how we see the coming kingdom of God? The increase of His government and peace, there will be no end. He will restore all things, and there will be no more fear of evil. Let's all grow in God's holy and righteous nature, which is the foundation of that kingdom. And let's celebrate this year's feast with an expanded mountaintop view of the coming kingdom of God. Have a wonderful Feast of Tabernacles.
On this mountain, He'll shed His grace and wipe the tears from every face. On this mountain, His hand will rest. His city strong, His people blessed, His city strong. His people blessed.
You with great thanks. We thank you for these Feast of Tabernacles. We have left our homes. We're here to observe these days and celebrate. We thank you for the blessings you have given to us, both physical and spiritual understanding. We ask that you please be with the services today, guide the speakers, guide our hearing, that we take what is said from today and these all these days and apply them to our lives so we can serve you and be lights to you. We just put these services into your hands. We thank you for all things and pray all things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
You may be seated. And now to bring us the first message, a sermonette, and the announcements, our festival coordinator, Mr. Robin Weber.
Okay, well, good morning, everybody. You made it. You're here. It's all behind us. We've all been waiting for this for how long? And we want to welcome all of you. Just looking around, you know, we serve and work on this and prepare the table almost for a year. But could you imagine having a Thanksgiving meal and going, you ladies know all about this, putting that all together, and then nobody showing up around the dinner table. So this is exciting to see all the guests of God that are here. So we want to welcome all of you, and you made it. Got through those airports. You got through, some of you got through the interchange up there in Sylmar with the fires. We had some really, really interesting tales about that. Some of you have survived the Southern California freeways, especially if you're from the interior of the country. Now you know that's California. I knew a lot about California, but so anyway, we want to welcome you. I know a lot of us are geared up, and I'm here to help you stay geared up because we're here to feel the joy of God, to experience His Spirit, and to get to know one another. Now, our fellowship is with God the Father and with Jesus Christ, first and foremost. And we're here to be about our Father's business, and we are here to be about His vocation. This Feast of Tabernacles on the eighth day is not just a spiritual convention with some vacation time. This is a vocation. This is what we're about. This is what we live for. This is what our vision is. We're here at the Feast of Tabernacles. We're going to spend 1,000 years in type of the wonderful world tomorrow. And then on the eighth day, we touch into eternity as much as God can share with us. So some of you already know the routine. I very rarely change this opening part. So here's what I want you to do. Everybody want to have some fun or just be real serious and sober today? First of all, here we go. We're going to kind of shake it out for a moment. Join me. We're just going to shake out all those wrinkles. Shake out those wrinkles, okay. And to recognize, and the next thing is, we're going to have 1,000 years to get to know, that's enough, thank you, okay. Just that we're all going to get to know one another. It's going to take 1,000 years, but right now we're going to kind of get active. You said, well, I'm going to kind of come to the feast, and I'm going to kind of stay to myself, and I'm kind of a inward kind of person, and I don't want to meet anybody. Well, I'm sorry, we're going to meet some people. So first of all, let's all stand up. Let's all stand up. And I'd like you to meet the person to the right of you. If you don't, if you already know that's your wife, that does not count. Meet somebody you haven't met. Okay, everybody, let's go to the left. Go to your left. Go to the left. Go to the left and meet somebody. Okay, everybody, please sit down. Here we go. Okay. You thought you were just going to come to services and take notes today. The greatest miracle is to always get the people of God back in their seats. It's like after church with the coffee and the cookies, good luck trying to get them to come back in. You did really, really well. But that's a part of why we're here. Brethren, as one Christian to another, I'm here to remind you that you are God's beloved, you are God's chosen, you are God's elect. And we're going to be in this laboratory of love and learning and sharing and growing in ways that we're not even aware of yet. Out in the world, we may not count. Out of the world, folks might not know us, but our Father above knows us. He's called us here for a purpose. Some of us have been observing these festivals for a decade, 2 decades, 3 decades, 4 decades. Do I hear 5 decades? Almost 6 decades. My wife and I, and some of the rest of you. Are you ready to have God work with you? How fresh is the clay? Are we ready not only to have God deal with our brains, but with our hearts, to recognize that we've been called to understand His name? We're preparing to have a new name. We're here to sing a new song. We're not just here to have same old, same old, same old stuff. We We're to have our God work with us. So put our seatbelts on, get ready. We're here to worship and come before a God who opens seas, who opens graves, and opens hearts. It is not only what we read in the past, but what you and I are going to have an opportunity to be able to experience during this, the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, I've got a question for you for a moment, just a question. How many of you are here in Oceanside for the very, very first time? Can I see a show of hands? You wave them. We are so glad to have you. Okay, good. How many of you here at a Feast of Tabernacles for the very first time? Could you please, you get to stand up. Anybody that's here for the first time, okay? Now, you are really at the right spot being here in Oceanside because I've got some really good news for you. I know that you have asked God to set his angels, not only about our feast site, but every feast site. But I've got really good news when you're in Oceanside. We not only have the host of God's army, but we have 20,000 Marines just 10 miles up the road. We're safe. Okay? It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. And what I would like to do now, just to get everybody on their feet, most everybody, would all of our young people, 18 and under, if you could please rise. And if you have a baby, mothers, you can bring them up too, okay? It's all rise, all the young people who are out of school, college, high school, elementary school, and they are here keeping God's feast. Let's give them a nice big round of applause. Okay. Services are not over. You need to sit. We've got another hour. Okay, just joking. Okay, here we go. Well, we can have a lot of fun, and we can have a lot of joy. But let's never mistake that we're about serious business. The business of our Heavenly Father. As Jesus himself said that when he went up to the feast, he said, I must be about my Father's business. And our fellowship, while we're going to enjoy one another and get to know one another, is to recognize that we are here to worship God and really allow him to work with us. I'd like to just give you a few little simple thoughts about how you can make this feast a little bit more effective. Number one, here's just a little starter. I would like to ask that everybody prepare to be in their seat about 5 minutes before services. That's going to show respect and honor towards our Heavenly Father and his Christ. Fellowship is fun. We love one another. But we want to be all on the same page and prepare our hearts to settle down, to move to our seats, so that we can experience God's Spirit, experience God, experience Christ up close and personal. If you just do that, I'm going to guarantee you that you will have a blessing on high during these 8 days. Number two is this. Move around. Now, Susan and I want to, my lovely wife Susan is right here, and we both welcome you to Southern California as well as all of our Southern California congregations in Nevada. But to recognize we're here today, but don't look for us here tomorrow. We may be sitting behind you, and then we have to be good. But that move around the congregation. You know, have you ever been to a feast over the years and say, well, I didn't know you were here. We've been here for 7 days and we never bumped into you, and it's your mother-in-law. So move around. Get to know the family. If you don't like how I look on my right, get over to the left sometime, okay, and take me from there. But move around and ask God that he will bless you to meet the people that you need to meet that day, that need you and that you need in turn. Number three. Respect God's word at all time. This is holy canon. This is the word of God. When you're out there, if you want to have a blessing, you open up your Bible when the speakers are speaking. God's holy word is the can opener to your heart. That's where his Spirit begins to act, the convicting word of God and the Spirit of God. If you want to go away from this feast site different than when you came, and after 1,000 years, hopefully we'll all be a little bit different, then you expect a blessing that every time that you open up this word. Men and women have given their lives over the last half millennia that we might be able to read the Word of God in our own common tongue. They gave their lives. They were strangled at the stake. They were burned at the stake like a John Tyndale, that we might have this in our English tongue, or others like Martin Luther that translated into German for the Germanic people, that we might read the things in the revelation of God. Always let's, during this time, respect the Word of God, and when we open it, we know that God is going to give us a blessing. I guess I'm just old-fashioned that way. The same God that opens seas, opens doors, I'm expecting He's going to open my heart during this Feast of Tabernacles and show me where I yet need to be your fellow Christian, your brother, a more effective pastor, a more effective minister, a new creation, a new kind of human being, a new kind of man, in this, a new kind of community called the body of Christ. One last thought I have in my mind before I have the other last thought is simply this. We want to welcome everybody that's here, either for the first time, and we also want to welcome those that may be with other Church of God fellowships. You are here. The Feast of Tabernacles is not about organization. It's not about one man's scope on something. It is about receiving the instruction of God Almighty in Jesus Christ. We are brethren. We are the body of Christ. And we do not want to allow our differences nor our little thoughts at the secondary or tertiary level to move us from getting to know one another. You will hear me during this time. You'll hear a lot from me, not too much, but a lot, is that I speak to the body of Christ. I don't just speak to United Church of God members. I speak to the body of Christ. I speak to those neighbors that will visit us in Oceanside. I will speak to those neighbors that come up from Vista. We are here to be the light. We are here to be the joy of God to each and every one of us. So let us embrace one another in Christian fellowship and recognize that we are of the fellowship of the Spirit. Let's remember that. You just do that, we're going to do just fine. One last thing I want to share with you is simply this, and you know what's going to be coming. We have these millennial fantasies about the feasts. You know, we've kind of planned this. Has anybody done any planning for the next 7 days already? What restaurants you're going to go to and where you're going to take the kids and what you're going to do and who you're going to meet and who you're going to meet and do this? Here a little, there a little, line upon line, make it happen. How much have you budgeted for God to intervene in your life and show Him who you need to be with, where you need to be with, and how He is going to use you? Be prepared. And not only that, but to recognize everything that we prepare for sometimes doesn't happen. That is why I'm going to reintroduce you to the most famous beatitude that you will never read in the Bible, but that you will remember once you've come to the Oceanside Feast site. Some of you already know it. You're smiling. Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not, what? Right, be bent out of shape. Now, why am I saying that? With my little Germanic mind, it's not good to be bent out of shape. So I'm just talking to myself. Be prepared. Be clay. Be ready. Be knowing that the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days, every day is a new day. We had a few challenges yesterday and smiled at people as I came in. Today's a new day. Today's going to be a better day. Yesterday was just a warm-up for yesterday. So let's be ready to do that. I want to share just briefly, bulletin, brochure, put out. I want to recognize that we have the anointing numbers in here. If anybody has an emergency, to please call the anointing numbers. Don't call me at 3 in the morning. No. Or my wife. Unless you need to. But we have anointing elders, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? And to recognize, if you'll just join me for a moment, we look over here, exits, exits, exits behind us, and exit over here. So just always kind of be aware of where you are any time that you sit down coming to any service. Well, I think that's about it.